This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. There is a final point related to the subject and object of faith that is important for us to consider. Romans 6:17 says, "You wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted." The act of obeying, as we saw in a previous study, is an outward expression of a heart faith in what Paul describes as the form of teaching. This form of teaching is the Word of God. It's important to believe in what God has inspired holy men to write. It is our blueprint for life, or you could say it is our map and mandate for life. The Bible is a miraculous document, accurate and trustworthy in all it says. It says all that God once said. We are warned not to add to it or take anything away from it. It has energizing power to enlighten the blind, quicken the dead, transform the hopeless, and free the enslaved. This is why I've committed my life to teaching and preaching the Bible to as many as I can, using as many ways as I can. I don't consider myself gifted as a writer, yet I've presented the truth in article, tract, booklet, or book form. God has graciously allowed me to have this radio ministry for a third of a century. It's heard daily hundreds of times in four languages, including on the web, so that those who can't get the radio program can hear it or read the scripts. Pray that God would use these means to create a hunger for God's Word and inspire faith in Him and His provision of salvation. Do you have a practice of spiritually feeding your mind and soul with God's Word?